From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Turkey is pointing blame for a bombing in their capital city. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu is blaming the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG, for killing 28 people in the bombing of a military convoy Wednesday in Ankara. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul. The Prime Minister called for Western allies to stand with Turkey in the fight against the Syrian Kurdish group, which some European countries and the United States support in its fight against the Islamic State.
Prime Minister Davutoğlu claims his security forces have uncovered irrefutable evidence the Syrian Kurdish group, the PYD, and its military arm, the YPG, were behind Wednesday's bombing of two military buses in the Turkish capital.
Kesin bir şekilde bu saldırının Türkiye içindeki bölücü terör örgütü mensuplarıyla.
He says the YPG attack was carried out with logistical support from PKK militants inside Turkish territory. Turkish security forces claim to have recovered the fingertips of a Syrian national linked to the Syrian Kurdish group from the scene of the bombing. Ankara has long insisted the YPG is linked to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, which Turkish security forces are fighting. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
There is growing concern about the fate of thousands of Syrians working inside the war-shattered country for Western nonprofits or on development and governance projects funded by U.S. agencies and European governments. Western officials fear they will be targeted by the Assad regime as a government offensive continues to grab back more towns and territory from the rebels. And behind the scenes, officials are urging Turkey to admit Syrian NGO workers and political activists who want to flee. This is VOA News. Kenya's army says it has killed the intelligence chief for the Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab, but the group is denying the claim. Military spokesman David Obonyo told reporters Thursday that Mahad Karate, also known as Abdirahim Mohamed Warsami, was killed along with 10 mid-level members of the Islamist group in an airstrike in southern Somalia on February 8th. A pro-Al-Shabaab website is reporting that the report is false and that Karate is fine. It says no airstrikes hit the camp. Some Ugandans tried to cast ballots Thursday in that country's presidential and parliamentary elections amid tardy delivery of voting materials. A top international election observer, Edward Kukan, is on the scene at one polling place.
These cases are worrying, you know, because every citizen of Uganda has the right to vote. And if they are prevented by this kind of method, then it would have to be criticized because it would mean they didn't manage organizing of the election the right way.
The main opposition party says the delays are deliberate, aimed at favoring President Yoweri Museveni. Even at noon, 5 hours after voting was supposed to start, some polling stations in the capital, including a major one, still had not received any voting papers. U.S. President Barack Obama confirms that he will visit Cuba next month to advance progress in relations between the two nations and efforts that can improve the lives of the Cuban people. Writing on Twitter, Obama also vowed to raise human rights issues in talks with officials in the communist-led nation. This historic visit, the first by a sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years, is another demonstration of the president's commitment to chart a new course for U.S.-Cuban relations and connect U.S. and Cuban citizens through expanded travel, commerce, and access to information. That was all part of a White House statement, noting that Obama will arrive for a two-day visit on March 21st before traveling to Argentina. Japanese-based Toyota Motor Corporation has issued a worldwide recall of 2.87 million sport utility vehicles due to faulty rear seatbelts. The recall involves Toyota's popular RAV4 and RAV4 electric models produced between 2005 and 2014 and its Vanguard SUV model made between 2005 and 2016. A spokesman for the world's number one automaker says it has learned the seatbelts came apart in two separate crashes in the U.S. and in Canada. The company has not determined if any injuries or fatalities were linked to the problem. Toyota will add a cover to the seat metal cushion to prevent it from cutting through the belt.
That's the latest world news from VOA.